Pakistan has taken a host of strict measures to control smuggling of commodities, including oil supplies from Iran that led to an increase of up to 340% in legal trade. Though the government has sprung into action to curb the smuggling of Iranian oil, the domestic oil industry claims the illegal trade has started rising again, sparking concerns among market players. In a recent meeting of the federal cabinet, the Interior and Narcotics Secretary spoke about the anti-smuggling measures and operations undertaken over the last 1 year. He informed ministers and advisors that the government had cracked down hard on the inward and outward smuggling of commodities, including the essential items, such as wheat, sugar, urea, cigarettes, oil, gold, tires, and tea. Action had been taken through setting up 56 joint check posts, the digitization of petrol pumps, introducing tracking systems for vehicles carrying Iranian oil, and the completion of a sea barrier at Jawani. The government has also formed a seafront task force under the Pakistan Maritime Security Agency and is establishing 35 digital enforcement stations. The secretary revealed that the overall increase in legal imports across all categories reached 340.8%, which indicated a significant rise in documented trade. Separately, in a letter written to Director Customs Intelligence of the Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, Abdul Basit Abbasi, the Oil Companies Advisory Council, OCAC, drew his attention to the rise in smuggling of Iranian oil. The industry lobby pointed out that they were encountering a decline in sales of petroleum products as well as the loss of revenue in the backdrop of resurgence of illegal trade. We refer to our letter dated November 4, 2024, in which we acknowledged the efforts undertaken by the FIBR to curb illicit trade, particularly concerning the illegal petrol pumps, unlicensed oil agencies, and cross-border smuggling, the AKAC said, adding that those measures significantly contributed to restricting the illegal fuel trade, leading to a notable increase in nationwide fuel sales from September to December 2024, compared to the same period of last year, and substantial revenue generation for the government. However, it expressed concern over the recent downturn in fuel sales in February 2025. Reliable sources indicate that the illicit trade has resurfaced as the smuggled high-speed diesel is being sold at an alarmingly low price of approximately 180 rupees per liter, compared to the current market price of 258 rupees and 64 paise per liter. Additionally, the mixing of light aliphatic hydrocarbon and solvent with petrol goes on unchecked, with reports suggesting that adulterated motor spirit is being sold for 160 rupees per liter, significantly lower than the regulated price of 255 rupees and 63 paise per liter. This resurgence of illegal fuel sales not only disrupt legitimate businesses, but also result in a substantial revenue loss of roughly 1.5 billion rupees per day for the government.